With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a storm of historic proportions has unleashed record levels of rain over parts of Los Angeles. Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley tells ABC 7 Los Angeles they're working to address power outages and injuries that are a result of the record-breaking rain.
DWP has reported over 150 power incidents and approximately 7,200 customers remain without power after thousands have been restored. They are working diligently to restore power within 4 to 6 hours. Also, since the storm started, LAPD has had an increase in traffic accident responses with over 65 traffic collisions resulting in injuries.
Virtually all of Southern California was under flash flood advisories and watches. Between 5 and 10 inches of rain had fallen and more was expected. The storm was the second one fueled by an atmospheric river to hit the state over the span of days. A drone attack on a base housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria late on Sunday killed at least 6 allied Kurdish fighters. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said on Monday the attack hit a training ground at the Al-Omar base in Syria's eastern province of Deir el-Zur and accused Syrian regime-backed mercenaries of carrying out the attack. No casualties were reported among U.S. troops. An umbrella group of Iran-backed Iraqi militias, dubbed the Islamic Resistance, released a video claiming responsibility for the attack. In late January, a drone attack by the umbrella group killed 3 U.S. troops and wounded dozens more at a desert base in Jordan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 274 points, the Nasdaq dropped 31, the S&P 500 lower by 15. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is getting ready for a trip south of the border.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel to tens of thousands in Mexico City on February 17th and 18th. The event will be held in the Palacio de los Deportes, which holds about 18,000 people. A number of contemporary Christian artists will perform, including Michael W. Smith and Dennis Agajanian. Graham holds several gospel festivals around the globe every year. So far, he's got Mexico and Poland on the 2024 schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National Marriage Week begins on Wednesday, timed to start exactly 7 days before Valentine's Day. The event is designed to promote marriage at a time when the institution is in sharp decline in this country. National Marriage Week spokesman Arlene Pellicane says the whole idea is to help people celebrate, to help our society value marriage, and then support marriages by providing them with resources to become more successful in their marital journey. This is SRN News. Correspondent Damian Truisi reports on today's market activity, a down day on Wall Street.
Stocks fell Monday following the latest evidence that the economy remains strong, which could delay cuts to interest rates that Wall Street wants. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% from its all-time high Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. McDonald's was a heavyweight after it reported weaker revenue than expected. Some of the sharpest action was in the bond market, where yields climbed after the chair of the Federal Reserve said again that cuts to interest rates are unlikely to begin in March. A strong report on U.S. services businesses also pushed yields higher. Damian Troisi, New York.
Authorities say a Texas mother and her year-old son died after a fire engulfed their Houston home, but not before she was able to rescue her 2 other children. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.